This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Audrey McCabe. One sure sign of spring on the western slope is when our seasonal mountain passes become passable. The Colorado Department of Transportation announced that they will open Independence Pass on Thursday at noon. That's on Highway 82 between Aspen and Leadville. A lighter-than-normal snowpack this winter gave CDOT crews extra time to complete maintenance work on the route. That includes filling potholes, replacing guardrails, resurfacing heaved road sections, and clearing rock fall. CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu says the opening marks the shift from winter to summer and reminds drivers to use caution, especially on narrow sections. One key restriction, vehicles 35 feet or longer are prohibited on the pass. That applies to vehicles and trailers combined. Drivers can check out road conditions on Independence Pass and across the state before heading out at cotrip.org. A new state forest health report warns that mountain pine beetle populations are expanding, and western Colorado is not immune. The Colorado State Forest Service says the outbreak is getting the most attention on the Front Range, where infestations nearly doubled last year. But the report also flags growing beetle populations in western Colorado, particularly in Gunnison County's lodgepole pine forests and in parts of southwest Colorado. Warmer temperatures and below-average snowpack are making trees more vulnerable. Those are the same drought conditions already hitting much of the western slope this year. The beetles kill pine trees by the thousands, and dead trees can fuel more intense wildfires. State foresters say the situation calls for vigilance, not panic. They're working with local landowners on tree removal and forest thinning. More information is available at the Colorado State Forest Service website. According to a press release from the city of Grand Junction, a months-long wiretap investigation has led to more than 20 arrests in Mesa County. The Western Colorado Drug Task Force, working with federal and state agencies, wrapped up the operation this spring. Investigators seized more than 10,000 fentanyl pills, roughly 60 pounds of meth, and 13 pounds of cocaine, with a combined estimate street value of nearly $500,000. Authorities also seized 8 vehicles and more than $100,000 in cash. Additional arrests are expected. It's Water Wednesday at KVNF, and today we're reporting that dozens of communities and environmental groups in the Colorado River Basin are seeking $2 billion from Congress to respond to historic drought conditions. KUNC's Scott Franz has more on how the money could help.
Crews in Colorado could use the funds to remove dead trees ahead of what's expected to be a bad wildfire season. States could also pay farmers and others to use less water. These are just a few ideas being floated by the Nature Conservancy, which is one of the 70 organizations signing on to the emergency request for funds. It's not clear yet how such a big pool of money would be distributed among 7 states in the Colorado River Basin. Last week, federal water experts warned that Lake Powell, the upper basin's largest reservoir, is on track to receive the lowest amount of water this summer in its 63-year history. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Montrose County held a special mid-year water summit yesterday at the Montrose County Event Center. KVNF's Brody Wilson attended and brings us the details.
It was a special mid-year West Slope Water Summit, and the message was clear. This is bad, and we can get through this if we work together. Montrose County Commissioner and event organizer Sue Hansen.
We normally have a water summit in November. After attending the State of the River address by the Colorado River District, it was decided that we needed to step up the urgency and get some information into people's hands so you understand some of the situations that we're dealing with right now.
Commissioner Hansen described how she's feeling about this water year.
And this year is the first year that I am not optimistic. This is unprecedented and perhaps sobering for all of us.
And Commissioner Hansen wanted to remind us
that we're all in this together, that we live in a valley that is a semi-arid desert, not really necessarily lots of rainfall, You know, we're lucky when we have good snow years, but basically this is a year that will challenge every single one of us in this room.
The Colorado River District is a property tax-funded organization based in Glenwood Springs that represents 15 Western Slope counties that together form the headwaters of the Yampa, White, Gunnison, and Colorado Rivers. Together, these 15 counties provide 65% of the Colorado River's total natural flows. The River District represents our water interests with legal and legislative advocacy, technical support, community outreach, and water project grant funding. Raquel Flinker is the River District's Director of Interstate and Regional Water Resources. She shared with the audience that the projected inflows into Lake Powell this year are going to be about 3 million acre feet of water. That is well below half of the normal inflows to the reservoir. Yet, what's been used out of Lake Powell has been significantly higher.
For most years since Lake Powell was built, the amount of water that has been released from that reservoir every year has been over 8 million acre feet, okay? For you to be able to release 8 million acre feet, you have to have that coming in, or more than that, or on average that. What has happened in the last 26 years, is we've seen a reduced amount of water in the river, and we've still been releasing 8 million acre feet out of Powell, for the most part. So we've seen that reservoir drop slowly but surely throughout the years.
Lower Basin water users have been careening toward this difficult moment for nearly two decades.
Until 2021, okay, we were releasing over 9 million acre feet out of Powell reoccurringly. Starting in 2021, things started to change. We finally were like, oh yeah, hydrology is changing, oh my God. So they started to decrease releases out of Powell. And like I said, 2026, first year, we're going to see 6 million acre feet out of Powell.
But only releasing 6 million acre feet out of Powell is still way more than is flowing into the reservoir.
Well, you can see here, if you have 3 million acre feet going into Lake Powell and you're releasing 8, well, you're losing 5 million acre feet every year out of this reservoir. Its capacity is around 25 million acre feet. And we've just seen this play on repeat.
The Lower Basin states recently offered a bridge proposal for how all of the upper and lower basin states could share the river's water until a more permanent solution can be negotiated. Here, Flinker speaks with the kind of candor that's indicative of the frustration in these negotiations.
The Lower Basin has put out, maybe you guys have heard of this bridge proposal a couple weeks ago that, in my opinion, is a joke. Like, The Lower Basin says on their proposal, oh, we'll reduce water usage by 3 million acre feet over 2 years. I'm sorry, 3 million acre feet over 2 years doesn't do anything. You need it 3 million acre feet per year, and probably and likely more than that, depending on future conditions. And there are other issues with their proposal.
And here, Raquel Flinker of the Colorado River District gets to the heart of an issue that's likely to affect the lives of some 40 million people in the Colorado River Basin.
The truth is, it's, you know, no one wants to, well, I can speak for myself, and you probably have the same opinion of who wants to reduce their water usage, right? No one. And the Lower Basin has used over 10 million, close to 11 million acre feet out of this river every year, much above their allocation. They don't want to use less. Especially when it's not a little less. It's like half, right?
Final rules for managing the river's water are expected to be released from the Bureau of Reclamation in a final environmental impact statement later this summer. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
The 2026 state legislative session has wrapped up with lawmakers passing bills on everything from school funding to labor rights. Join us this Thursday, May 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. for a special live call-in show with reporters from the Colorado Capital News Alliance. We'll break down what the new laws mean for Coloradans and we'll take your questions live on the air. That's Thursday, May 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.